This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
One of the biggest events on our fall calendar, the archery deer season, is nearly upon us. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, with the October 1st archery deer season opener now barely days away, my wife has stated her annual and customary opinion regarding the countless hours I'll soon be spending in the local deer woods. Well, it's kind of a matter of opinion, but it does look like it's going to be a very productive year for our deer hunters. In fact, this year may present a few additional challenges for deer hunters. A warm summer likely means that another outbreak of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is AHD, that impacts our deer populations in certain areas. This year, the impacts of the disease may have been intensified by the prolonged heat. While this disease is mostly found in northern counties, it's already been reported in the WSMI listing area. And in most cases, deer densities remain quite good throughout the area, and the deer herd continues to thrive. If conditions remain favorable, experts expect whitetail fanciers to enjoy another exceptional hunting season. However, those hunting in areas where EHD has taken a toll may need to seek out greener pastures. Since the disease is basically restricted to isolated areas, moving just a few miles away could greatly increase the odds for success. And as many hunters realize, deer numbers alone do not ensure a good harvest. Weather and unharvested crops can greatly influence the annual deer hunt. And with the archery deer season opening October 1st, archers are accustomed to dealing with warm weather and an abundance of standing crops. Now, standing corn will likely be less of an issue this year. Much of the crop is currently being removed from the fields, and more is disappearing almost daily. As in the past, Illinois archers are offered more than 3 months to pursue deer, and the season opens October 1st and continues through January 15th. The season temporarily closes during both segments of the firearm deer season, which is November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th. This rule pertains to only those counties offering firearm deer season, which is all local counties, and archery hunting hours are a half hour before sunrise until a half hour after sunset. And if you're looking for something to do this coming weekend, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge in Brussels will hold a fall wildlife festival from 12 to 4 p.m. on October 1st. Festival activities at the Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center include nature crafts and wildlife photography exhibit throughout the afternoon, a presentation with raptors by the Treehouse Wildlife Center at 1 p.m., a citizen science presentation, and a wildlife seed collection at 2 p.m., and a junior ranger hike for children ages 4 to 13 at 3 p.m. Each child will receive a junior ranger activity book and badge. And the wildlife photography exhibit will highlight local, professional, and amateur photographers and will be on display at the Refuge Visitor Center from October 1st through the 14th. This event is free and open to the public. And for more information about the Refuge Open House, call the 618-883-2524 or mail to Two Rivers Fish and Wildlife Area, which is Two Rivers at FWS.gov. That's Two Rivers at FWS.gov. Now, all local photographers are invited to submit up to two original 8x10 or 10-inch photographs of wildlife and natural resources landscapes taken in Calhoun, Jersey, or Greene counties, and photos must be submitted with the photographer's name, address, phone number, a photo caption, including where the photo was taken, and a signed photography release form by noon on September 29th. So deliver or send them to the Two Rivers Fish and Wildlife Area. Once again, that's at Two Rivers at FWS.gov, or drive them on out to the Brussels, Illinois Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge in Brussels. And that pretty well covers this refuge event. That's going to be a fun event, and I really think it's something worth going to if you don't really have anything else happening. And now that fall is officially here, it does look like we're looking at some pretty good fishing. In fact, at Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is near a normal pool. It's looking good. Water temperatures are still in the mid to high 70s, and white bass are chasing shad on the surface. This is a big time for white bass anglers. Anglers enjoy some fabulous fishing, and this goes on all the way through fall and into the early winter. They're using crankbaits and slab spoons, jigs, little Georges, and fishing the shallow shorelines as well as the points, and looking for windswept shorelines primarily. A largemouth bass are rated fair, as it has been throughout much of the year. It's same, in fact, as it has been much of the year. They're catching these early and in late in the day on plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, topwater lures, a little bit of everything. The catfish, however, has been excellent. Lots of catfish coming in on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Anglers having very good success. And not much to report from the crappie. Still a bit on the slow side. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is just up a little bit. Bass are rated fair to slow and still scattered over the deep and shallow water areas near coves and on plastic jigs and spinner baits, catching these on a variety of lures. Catfish were rated fair to good. They're being caught off the flats near holes on most types of commercial catfish baits as well as live baits. Trot lines are also having some success. And crappie are still rated slow. Just not a whole lot of these fish coming in, at least not a lot of nice ones. With a few being caught on minnows, they're fishing over the deeper brush piles and trees. And this action should improve with cooler temperatures. And the walleye and sauger are rated fair to slow on jigs and crankbaits pulled off the flats. And white bass are slow to fair over the weekend. Not a whole lot reported this past week on jig and twisters and spoons. And at Wren Lake, probably the best fishing spot of all three lakes, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, black and blue jigs, all producing catches in the Jackie Branch of Sandusky Cove and below the dam. Fish are in the shallow bays near the brush and cover and bushes. And try fishing around the bridges along the rocks. And the crappie, rated excellent as they have been throughout much of the year. Mealworms, small to medium minnows, quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs. Try fishing near the shoreline, fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, the Ina Boat Ramp. Try the Gun Creek area. It, too, has been very good lately. And the bluegill is rated good on small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, crickets. The Sailboat Harbor is producing good numbers of these fish. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs, and fish in the back of the necks on the flat shallow banks along the rocks. And the channel catfish, excellent. Lots of these fish being reported. Large minnows, leeches, commercial catfish baits, night crawlers, all types of catfish bait actually working very well. Try using leeches in moving water. Drift fit the fish to flats. Set your lines from 3 to 4 foot deep under a bobber and fish over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. All good spots for channel catfish. And the white bass rated good. They've been proved. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly-tail grubs producing good numbers of fish around the 154 bridges, fish around the rocks and the drop-offs, and fish in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. So we do have some great fishing to report, and it is autumn, and autumn typically brings better fishing. So and things are looking up as we get into this autumn with archery deer hunting and dove hunt still going. The duck hunt starts very soon, so lots of things happening. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.